Israel has issued evacuation orders against dozens of Palestinian families in the Bedouin communities of Ain al-Hilwi and Umm al-Jamal in the Jordan Valley. Palestinians have slammed the move as part of Israel's ongoing policy to fully control the Jordan Valley. They say the evacuation would affect some 300 inhabitants and would allow Israel to confiscate about 125 acres currently owned either by private Palestinians or the Latin Church.
Israel today started a new phase, and it's a collective transfer of the Palestinian Bedouin communities. It's another catastrophe. Israel intends to evacuate 20 communities, and now two Bedouin communities have received eviction orders under the excuse of a lack of Israeli-issued building permits. It's an apartheid regime, and what it carries out would have real impacts on the whole area.
Tens of thousands of Palestinian Bedouins have been living in the Jordan Valley area for decades, mostly in a collection of shacks and tents used by shepherds and their flocks. These communities are part of Area C, which represents over 62% of the occupied West Bank and is under full Israeli military control. Israel, however, doesn't allow them to be connected to water and electricity infrastructure, while preventing them from adding buildings to accommodate population increases.
Our people in the Jordan Valley have been facing this policy for decades now, but they insist not to leave their lands despite difficulties. In recent years, Israel has pressurized inhabitants by all means to force them to leave the area. Israel restricts their access to water and bringing more tents to accommodate them and their cattle. Israeli forces keep confiscating land for different reasons.
On Wednesday, Israeli Housing Minister Yoav Gallant said his ministry was developing a plan aimed at strengthening Israeli communities in the Jordan Valley by doubling the number of settlers there. Today, there are some 6,000 Israeli settlers living in the Jordan Valley settlements. The Jordan Valley makes up a third of the West Bank territory and has the most valuable water resources and farmland. And here Palestinians say this is the main reason why Israel forces them out of the area and expands its control over it. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Occupy Ramallah.